Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, as I always am. We're hoping to have Cliff Williams on. We had a little phone issue. So, Cliff, if you're listening, just give us a call, 785-537-1350, and we'll just put you through that way. Also, anybody who has any questions for USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton, you can also give us a call again, 785-537-1350. If you missed any of this earlier portion of In Focus, we talked a lot about some of the new reclassification results for football. That was in about the first half hour. You can go online, newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab. You can listen to that. We should have that up sometime this afternoon. If you missed yesterday's, that's up week before, month before, year before. As long as we've been archiving In Focus, you can go back and listen to those. And Brady, unless Cliff calls, you said you had a few other items you did want to go over.
Well, I do. I do. A couple of things that I'd like to mention more locally. Last Friday, we had Grandparents' Day at our elementary school in Olsburg, McCormick Elementary School. And, you know, I'm a grandparent myself. Those are big days for grandparents to be able to come visit school and have some activities. We had a music program. Our elementary music teacher, Carrie Butler, put on a very nice program with all the kids involved. And then the kids got to, or the grandparents got to go in the classrooms after the program, and we had ice cream treats and so on. And we have about 92 kids at our elementary, and we had approximately 170 grandparents, and a few of the parents attended too. So a wonderful turnout. Our parents and grandparents in our district and community really support our kids and district very well. A couple other things. It's hard to believe, Brady, that we're almost a fourth of the way through the school year. At the end of our first 9 weeks, we have 4 9-weeks of school, or 4 quarters, and the first quarter is about done. It ends Thursday, October 12th, so that would be 2 weeks from tomorrow, I think. And then that Friday, we have an in-service and work day for our teachers. And then we also have parent-teacher conferences coming up the following week. So
Judgment Day.
It is. It's moving right along. It's hard to believe.
It is. Next week it'll be October?
It will, yeah.
I mean, that's just blowing my mind. Looks like Dave's on the phone with somebody. Caller, you are on In Focus. Cliff, is that you?
It is, Brady. How
Hello.
Are you?
Are you talking to, which Brady are you talking to, Cliff?
I'm talking to the good-looking one, Brady.
Oh, okay.
that's you.
Boy, that narrows it down.
I guess that lets Dave out of it anyway. Good to hear you, buddy.
Good to hear you guys.
This is USD.
All guys have to be on the air here, so.
Yeah, this is USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams of Riley County. And Cliff, what do you got for us?
I tell you, it's a wild week over here in Falcon Nation. It's homecoming week. I don't think I probably have to say any more than that, but a lot of fun activities going on over here for us. Homecoming on Friday against Rock Creek. We've got a lot of different themes going on with parades. On Thursday, we have a big bonfire on Thursday evening, and our Blue Crew is sponsoring that, so we hope all our community members can come out. All the kids that go to the district here can eat for free, and so it's a pork sandwich and sides and a lot of fun. We've got our motorcycle crew is going to rev up action. We always have a little tunnel where the kids come through, and the motorcycles are revving up their bikes and really gets the kids pumped up for the game. In the themes, this year we've got seniors have a Super Mario Brothers float, juniors have Pac-Man, sophomores have Candyland, and our freshmen have Battleship. So it's always a good battle to see who can decorate the most interesting float.
Good weather for bonfire, too.
Oh, perfect, isn't it? It's definitely football weather out there.
It is, and yesterday, new classifications came out, and Riley County is going to be in 2A next year, even though it's a little deceiving in a way because they've broadened the range for 2A. It's allows bigger schools or bigger enrollments than it used to. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, we've just kind of told people that have already been calling us, talking about we're kind of like the new 3A is the way we've described it. It looks like a A lot of our friends are going to be in there again. You always get concerned sometimes when they reclassify that we might have games that are going to be on, you know, the west side of our state when it comes to the playoffs, and so you always are concerned about that. And we're not going to be surprised here in a couple years if we don't move again, as we have a little larger classes coming in. But we're still going to be ready for our competitions, and we'll go out and enjoy the day.
Brady Bowman with USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams on the phone. We still got USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton here in studio. And Cliff, just your thoughts on the school year so far. Brady was just talking about how we're already kind of getting past that half point of the year.
No, we're getting close to the end of the first quarter.
Into the first quarter, which is crazy to me because I remember having you guys in here, and seems like just yesterday we were talking about getting ready for school to start, and here we are already done with the first quarter.
Well, Cliff, I kind of talked about enrollment and ACT scores and some of that, too, you might want to discuss.
Yeah, our enrollment is down by 11. We're not surprised by that. We kind of anticipated we graduated a little larger senior class compared to our enrollment in our kindergarten, and sometimes you see those trends, and I think it'll be that trend for us for the next couple years. And we just hope that as our enrollment continues to increase now that they changed the funding formula, that always helps us in that. ACT scores, kids continue to do well. They score above the state and national average. We're always pleased with their efforts, but never satisfied. You know, we want to continue to help them get better in what they're doing. A lot of times that ACT opens a lot of financial doors for kids that choose to go the college route. I know just recently we did a big prep day here for our kids, and all our kids at the high school were welcome to come to that, and we had a good turnout. And so I know they're working hard to excel on that. It's a key entrance to the college level.
Very good.
Looking at the 9 weeks, I know I just looked at my calendar the other day. We only have 9 days left. It's hard to believe that, but it seems like, you know, when you're a kid, parents always told you that, wait till you get older, it goes faster, and that's definitely true. So,
No question. Anything else you have for us, Cliff?
I think those are the main things, Brady. Again, I just would encourage people to come out and get involved this week, being homecoming week. There's a lot of excitement out in our district and a lot of different things for families to come out and get engaged with our older kids, and it's a good community event.
Are you cooking those pork burgers, or
no? That's
are you the chef?
It would be good. If I wasn't cooking, then or if I was cooking, then you might have to be a little nervous.
Well, and Cliff will be over for that free meal.
Okay. You can put that on my tab. I figure I'd probably see the good-looking Brady probably up in the booth maybe Friday night. I hear we're on the air.
I hope this becomes a thing, that this is going to stick, that this one's going to be good-looking Brady. That'll be my nickname or something. As Dave rolls his eyes. And shakes his head.
We got to help the listeners, you know, kind of clarify between which Brady's talking. So
that's just good reporting. No argument here. Cliff, thanks so much for calling in with us. I know you had a busy morning.
All right, thank you so much.
See you, Cliff.
Have a great week.
You too.
All right, bye, guys.
Again, that was USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams on the phone with us. You're still in studio, USC 384 Superintendent Brady Burton. Anything else before we go to break, Brady?
You know, I think that about wraps it up for me.
All right.
Brady, I think we covered about everything. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Oztoberfest for a few minutes right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Thankfully, the good-looking Brady phase is done.
Never.